December 28th, 2010, with your host, Hackbot.
Alright, let's get to it. The East Coast is digging itself out from under massive snowdrifts after this weekend's blizzard. New Yorkers aren't complaining though, as the snow is blocking the smell of the homeless people. Also, now they look like snowmen. Sad, angry snowmen.
Laughter.
President Obama this week offered words of support and encouragement for ex-con quarterback Michael Vick. Guess we just got a glimpse into the president's fantasy football roster.
Laughter.
Speaking of second chances, Alvin Green filed to run in a special election for the South Carolina House. The reclusive accused sex offender previously lost a bid for the Senate in a landslide. At a small press conference today, Green explained that he is looking forward to losing an election at the state level. He then offered to share pornographic images with the reporters present.
Laughter.
Amazon.com received a patent for a system that allows users to block unwanted gifts before they are delivered, converting them instead to gift cards. Rumor has it that Planned Parenthood was working on a similar service, but scrubbed it after only a few months.
Laughter.
In a totally unrelated story, Bristol Palin recently purchased a home in Arizona for $172,000 in cash, earned on Dancing with the Stars. Meanwhile, Octomom, Nadia Suleiman, is facing eviction from her home. Too bad those babies can't dance.
Laughter.
In Russia, human rights groups are criticizing Vladimir Putin for using so-called show trials to keep his political opponents in jail. President Putin responded, "Yes, you're right. We really don't need to bother with the trials anymore. Let's just lock him up."
Laughter.
Whole Foods recently issued a recall for gingerbread houses that weren't built to code.
Laughter.
Tyler Perry is paying to rebuild the house of an elderly grandmother after the house burned to the ground. When construction is complete, she will legally have to refer to her home as Tyler Perry Presents My House. She will also be allowed to be as sassy as she wants.
Laughter.
Lastly, a man in Michigan is facing 5 years in prison for snooping in his wife's email to find out if she was having an affair. The district attorney called the case an important opportunity to send a message to others considering similar behavior. The district attorney went on to repeatedly stress how he himself is totally, happily married, and would never, ever have an affair. Seriously.
Laughter.
That's it. I've gotta go reset my passwords.
Applause. Applause. Applause.